Welcome back to QR Calgary and More Than Money. Rob, we both have in our personal lives impacts because of Alzheimer's and dementia. Mm-hmm. Why don't you go first? Tell us about your story and then I can kind of fill in my side of the story.
Yeah, mine's been quite recent. This is my father-in-law struggling with this, and it took almost a year to get diagnosed and finally diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And it is in not the first stage, which is one of the misconceptions or what the stages actually mean. But it's put a lot of stress on my wife and their side of the family going forward on how they're going to have to care for this.
In my case, after a year of doctors and trying to figure this out, my father has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's and fairly recent. So it's new, it's fresh, it's raw. And so this is timely, for two reasons. One, there is a lot of misunderstandings and misconceptions. Mm-hmm. And so let's clear that up. Not only for us, but there are so many people impacted, with this disease. Number two, there is a great session coming up on Saturday, January 27th. So I'm going to mention it a few times. I think people definitely need to attend and joining us to give us their insight. Megan Williams, Communications Specialist with Alzheimer's Calgary. Megan, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. And thanks so much for sharing your stories. I think that so much a part of raising awareness and reducing stigma around dementia and Alzheimer's is just having people be willing to talk about it. So we really appreciate you sharing your personal perspective and having us on the show.
So you kind of got the tea up between Rob and myself. Rob's father-in-law has had the diagnosis, took a year to get the diagnosis, and he's further along in the impact of Alzheimer's. My father recently diagnosed, fairly new to the impact of this. But both Rob and I have a lot of misunderstandings or misconceptions, and we've been doing a lot of shows with Alzheimer's. We've been doing a lot of work with you and your society. Walk us through some of the most common misconceptions that people have when it comes to dementia and Alzheimer's.
Okay, well, I think I'm going to start with the first one for both of you, that Alzheimer's and dementia is hereditary. No, it is not. Only we're seeing only around 5% of Alzheimer's is hereditary. So if you have it in your family, a lot of people are worried that that means that they're also going to develop it. And that is just simply not the case. However, it's great that you guys have been through this family experience and know some of the things to look for. Be aware and just have some of the early signs and symptoms on your radar.
Megan, can you, and for the listener too, and for myself, maybe just the terms Alzheimer's and dementia, can you differentiate between the two for us?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. And there is a lot, we hear this all the time. What is the difference between the two? And the terms are used interchangeably. Alzheimer's is a type of dementia. It just happens to be the most common type of dementia. Dementia is very complex. It is can be made up of over 100 different types of diseases of the brain. So that is why dementia, Alzheimer's are complicated and difficult for people to understand because it is complex for sure.
Megan, I'll again, a bit of my story here. When my father and I visited his neurologist, the sit-down conversation and some of the testing that he was going through. At the end of the testing, the neurologist sat down both of us, looked us in our eyes and said, okay, there is definitely some changes that are going to happen. And one of the things I want both of you to look into is the Alzheimer's Society of Calgary. I want you to look at their programs. I want you to look at what's available out there. Some things you'll like to be participate in, some things you may not, but actually start to investigate that. We've both had the opportunity to look at the website and see what all the programs and services that are available. Walk us through some of the key things that people who are early onset dementia and people who are further along in that journey, where are the, what are the, some of the key things that Alzheimer's Calgary can provide as support and services?
Sure. Well, I'm so happy that your physician, your neurologist recommended that you reach out to us. We provide, like you said, a variety of services. I'm going to start number one with our dementia support navigators. Our dementia support navigators is our team of social workers, and they are there for you to help you through no matter where you are in the dementia journey. Even if you suspect that someone in your family has dementia and you might want to have that conversation with your doctor, because even knowing the right questions to ask, even, you know, having the confidence to go in there and be prepared and have that very difficult conversation can be hard. So support navigators can help you at that point. Support navigators can help you once you have got the diagnosis. So helping you kind of know some of the things to expect and some of the strategies that you might put in place to deal with it. Support navigators can also help you. We get calls every day from people who are well down the path of diagnosis and really struggling with decisions around what to do with their loved one living with dementia, you know, their fellow family members. How do they make decisions together about like a long-term medical plan, a long-term care plan? It's very difficult and very stressful for families. So our support navigators can help you with that. The second component of our work really centers around education, and we have some great learning opportunities for all Calgarians to engage in. Oh, and before I go any further, I'll add all of our services are free. So we have care partner strategies. We have workshops on grief. So coping with some of the emotions and the grief that comes with once you have a diagnosis. We have engaging activities for care partners. Chat with an expert. And as you mentioned at the start of our show, two times a year, we do our big talking about dementia event where we bring in physicians who are specialists in the area, and we just let them have a chat with a local journalist, and they talk about all kinds of questions that we hear in the community around dementia.
Now, that's a good tee up, Rob. I think let's pause before we go and go right into that event, because I think it's important that people get all the information they can. Knowing that what you've just heard from Megan about the different support navigators, how challenging is it for your family to get individuals who are not part of the family involved with your father-in-law? Because I'll tell you, to be put everything on the table, it's challenging to actually get my father to actually talk to somebody outside of his physician and myself. It is painfully hard.
The bigger one for us is support for my mother-in-law too, right? That's a big one.
Yeah.
Too. So yeah, talking point is the biggest one. Starting the conversation.
So this is, I think, that's why I'm teeing this up, because this event that's going to be happening is a spot where not only do you get to hear from an expert in the area, but you know you're just around the community when you're just in that room. There are so many people that are experiencing it, are part of the same journey you're on. And so now you're building that community, and you've got an organization who's got a depth of understanding. So this is an event that I think people need to attend. So Megan, why don't we go through the entire event, when, where, and some of the key points that people are going to take away from this event.
Yeah, sure. So it's happening Saturday, January 27th at the Delta South, 10 till 11:30. Doors open at 9:30. And we'll just be having a chat with an expert in the field, Dr. Hogan. He's a well-known dementia researcher and has really kind of dedicated his life to studying and helping to raise awareness around dementia. So we just feel very lucky to have him at the event as an advocate and a spokesperson. And he's also really interesting to listen to. I always learn something new every time I hear Dr. Hogan talk. So we look forward to having him. And he'll be joined by Christina Franju. She's a journalist. And so they do it in kind of a fireside chat format. So Christina asks Dr. Hogan some questions. So it's very low-key. It's very approachable. And then at the end of their chat, we just open up the floor and people have the opportunity to ask questions.
huge opportunity. If you want to be part of that, make sure you register because they are going to fill up that room pretty quick. Megan, thank you very much for joining us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you both so much for having me and really helping to raise awareness, reduce stigma, and know that, you know, I'd like to also just add, you know, there are often many, many good years post-diagnosis. You know, people can still live really, really well post-diagnosis. So, you know, please don't hesitate to give us a call if you guys are still, if your families are still struggling or need support.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Megan. All right, coming up after the break, can you imagine paying 1% per month tax on your TFSA? Mm. We'll talk about that on the upcoming after our break here on QR Calgary and More Than Money.